Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm having an awesome time. We just thank you so much for taking time out and hanging out with us. You know what we do here at Good Deeds. Our whole goal, our whole purpose, the things that we do is so we can help other people share their message with the world. You know, we do that in so many different ways. We do that via radio, television, through teleconferences, webinars, live events. We just do what needs to be done so you can actually hear what's going on in somebody else's life, to hear what their passion and what their purpose is in life. Guess what? It's going to encourage you. It's going to educate you, motivate, and inspire you that we all can make wise decisions. So that's the reason we do all this. We just love it, love it, love it. But, you know, let me tell you something. One thing that I truly enjoy to my heart, and a lot of people know I love music. I love to dance. I just love doing that, okay? But you know what? Music has a message. And I tell people, you know, I have to even educate my wonderful parents, you know, because the new music out there, you know, the kids, you know, we don't know what they're saying, but you know what? They actually know what they're saying in the music, and they actually will educate us and let us know what they're saying. But guess what? All music has a message, okay? All the music is telling what's in someone's heart, telling them about an educational thing that we actually need to embrace, that we can actually make better choices in life, that we can enjoy life. That's the whole premise of being here on earth, is to help our fellow brothers and our sisters, that we can do better as a whole, not just being selfish. And I hate to bring the word up, but, you know, we don't competition, we don't want to do that. We want to actually help each other, that we actually all can be successful in life. And, you know, that's why we have an awesome, awesome young man with us today. I know sometimes it may be evening where you are, it may be morning, it may be wee hours, but, you know, music is always good to hear. We have the awesome, awesome, it's a hip-hop educator himself. We have Larry Locke Henderson. He's here with us on Good Deeds, and, I mean, the lines are blowing up already. We just really enjoy that he's taking time out and be with us. Larry, are you there?
I'm right here. How you doing today? Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it and look forward to having this conversation with you.
Oh, amen. Well, awesome, awesome, awesome. But listen, we got to start off because there's so much I want to share. We got some of his music available for we can listen to. And we'll, of course, I'll let you know how you can purchase his track. You know, I don't like all that back and forth stuff, but you just got to purchase it. But Larry, please tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, you know, my name is Larry Locke Henderson. I'm from New Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm the CEO of Smart Music Entertainment. This is a company designed to mix, you know, hip-hop elements with educational information so that we can inspire our kids today to take education a lot more seriously. And, you know, right now I'm just involved in, you know, spreading this positive music.
Wow, that's powerful. I mean, because we just want to start with the educational piece. I'm telling how old I am, but, you know, we came through school, it wasn't as many, I'm saying as many, challenges that kids have now in school. You know, you have to worry about one, Larry, let me tell you this.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it, get it.
One of the things I think is special about the music we do is it's a real genuine hip-hop feel. So when I go in there, you know, even though they already have a preconceived notion about what educational hip-hop music is, you know, once they hear it, you know, and they vibe to the beat and, you know, and they like the flow and things of that nature, they really get involved. And then they start listening to what I'm saying. You know, they might not take it all in, but, you know, they really get a chance to hear some hip-hop music. You know, it just has educational content on top of it. So outside of that, you know, it's definitely breaking down some of the lyrics that we talk about during the workshops that we do, you know, engaging the kids in conversation, seeing what's on their minds and listening to the things that they're going through. But, you know, these are some of the things that we do when we go into visit a school. You know, it could be a workshop or it could be something that's just a performance-based.
That's amazing. I mean, because we do learn a lot from our music. I mean, we know that in all the different genres. Let's say, for instance, even in gospel music, we learn things, and that's how we actually grasp things about through our music, like I said earlier. So that's amazing, because I guess that you can testify on this as well, that there's so many different dynamics when you go into school. Like I was trying to say earlier, a friend of mine actually said 80% of the kids in her particular school is considered homeless. You know, and every state, you know, has definition of that. But, you know, that's just a whole nother concept that you got to okay, I don't have a place to stay, but you want me to learn, let's say I have my ABCs or something like that. That just really is a
right.
big challenge.
Definitely, definitely. You know, the kids today, they are facing a variety of issues that they're bringing into the hallways and classrooms of their schools, middle, whether it be, you know, middle school, high school, you know, kindergarten and up. You know, they're just bringing a lot of problems into the classrooms. But, you know, we have to begin to do work in the community in order to change that, even though that is the dynamic, and even though they are bringing, you know, violence and single-parent issues and gang issues and drug issues and, you know, and all of the problems that they're bringing with them, you know, how can they focus on education? That's, you know, that's definitely a good point. But we have to do something. We can't just continue to ask the question and point fingers at them. You know what I'm saying? We got to start doing something.
Now, you said it. That's a whole. We need to put that on the billboard. We need to stop pointing the finger, and we actually need to take action because we are the village. It's all of us.
Right.
Like I said earlier when we start off, we just can't. You know, the thing of being a real true, you know, when I say soldier, I know people have different, you know, different definitions, and that means embracing the community. And actually, when you see someone has a need, you need to take care of that need. And don't showcase it like you boast it, because it will take care of itself. So that, you know, I that's just how I believe about that, Larry. But let me ask you this, though. When you actually perform, and I love to ask artists this because, you know, I be trying to sing a little bit too, Larry, but but what goes through your mind and through your heart when you actually sharing the actual music that has inspired you to continue your path in life? What is actually going through your body? What's going through your mind at that particular time?
When I'm performing, you know, I really try to stay in tune with the music. I mean, as, you know, I mean, I create music that I like, especially, you know, when it comes to performing. You know, I have to be comfortable. I have to like the music in order to create it and put it out. So when I'm on stage, you know, I'm really just kind of getting into the song so that I can share with the audience the experience that I was going through when I was creating, at least from an emotional standpoint. So, you know, I'm really just, you know what I mean, getting in tune with the rhythm, so to speak. You know what I mean? I'm really just performing. I'm concentrating on the words, and I'm feeling the song. I'm feeling it so that you can see exactly where I was at when I was coming up with the lyrics.
Hmm.
I mean, that's where I'm at when I'm performing. You know what I mean? So you have to be inspired to make the songs and come up with the content, things of that nature. But, you know, that's just where I'm at when I'm performing.
That's good, though, you know, because I know when I'm in my element, people try to say, well, what did you just say? I said, well, you may need to go back and we're going to have to listen to the replay because I have no idea what I have said, because you're in that zone, you're in that, you know, that mindset of you helping. And as people say, you're in your element at that time, so it just flows.
Right, right. You know what I mean? You just being artistic, you know, coming up with the painting the picture that you created with words and expressing it with the audience.
That's powerful. Well, tell us a little bit more, because you have an awesome, awesome platform, and you know that, and continue that, please. But tell us a little bit more about the Smart Music Entertainment and what's in conveys with that.
You know, well, you know, the basis, you know, the basis of Smart Music Entertainment, what our central theme and point is to make educational hip-hop music for inner-city youth. Because we feel that they are the ones that are being ignored the most. So, you know, we make music specifically to try to inspire that group of kids to take education a lot more seriously. It transcends those borders, of course, goes into, you know, the hip-hop community and people who just want to hear something positive. But that's, you know, that's our mission. And, you know, outside of that, you know, like I said, we definitely do shows. We go into schools, whether it's a private school, public school, charter school, you know, any type of middle school or high school. We go into there, we perform the music. You know, we let people know exactly what we're talking about when we have time to discuss the content that's in each song. You know, we definitely just promote education. You know, that's mm-hmm. our central thing, to promote education. So that's what we're about. That's what we spend a lot of time doing. You know, that's the thing that consumes us at this moment. There's different phases of Smart Music Entertainment, of course. There's a business side. You know, you definitely have the artistic side. You definitely have the promotion side. You know, in order to have a business, you have to have your things in order. But our focus and our theme is just to make quality educational hip-hop music.
I have to make a plug for my I'm a product of an inner city, so you can do whatever you put your mind to. Yeah, I am, Larry. But woo, I just had to say that.
A lot of us are.
But
you know,
that's what's up, yeah. I mean, you have to have motivation. I mean, because you can do anything. You know, my parents instilled that. I mean, you can do anything you put your mind to. You just got to not. And, you know, let me say this, because you're younger than me. But the young people, I do commend them and having that confidence factor. They really, you know, and I know a lot of older people say that they think they're vulnerable. I'm gonna take the positive side of that, Larry, because that actually eliminates the fear factor in certain things. I'm not talking anything negative, of course, of doing bad things, but that is actually a good thing to have, is being confident, think you can do whatever you put your mind to. So I really commend the young people, because I look at the difference between me and my sister and for instance, my niece. I mean, she's taking college on a whole nother way than I and my sister did, and that's actually making her do things much at a smoother pace. So I do commend the young people that they do have that think factor. They really confident in things that they do. When they put their mind to it, that's it. It ain't all them distractions and stuff like we had when we were going through the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's definitely two sides of the coin. You know, you definitely have the younger generation where there's a lot of, you know, a lot of positive things going on with our youth. A lot more brown people are going to college. You know, the high school passing rate, even though it's still lower than it should be, is climbing. So there's a lot of positive things. But as a whole, you know, there's a lot of communities where there's no hope, there's no positive inspiration. You know, there's a lot of negativity, and there's a lot of, you know, there's no confidence. There's no belief that you can become something that you want to be. You feel trapped in this cycle of poverty. So, you know, there's definitely two sides of the coin, and we just have to continue to address everything that's real.
Yes, you said it, Larry. You have to be real and have the reality. And I am, you know, I continue to make that contrast between, you know, my generation and you, your generation, because when my mom, when we saw people standing on the, you know, at the convenience store on the corner, she told us, my dad, that the people were just having a meeting. But see, we didn't have, I don't know, did we not have, I shouldn't say the sense, but we knew not to ask our parents, you know, certain stuff. Whatever they said was golden. But, you know, it's different of how you even rearing kids now than it was in my generation. Kids ask more questions, and so you have to have an answer, because if you're not real with them and you don't give them that exposure, I mean, that opens up a whole nother can of worms. So you do have to have that reality piece there to be truthful with them, and don't sugarcoat. Like they told, you know, some stuff that we grew up with, when mom said you don't need to know that, we left it alone. But now the kids now are very, you know, they experiment. They want to know, and you cannot sugarcoat them with information. You have to be real with them so they can actually be exposed and make a better decision in the things they need to do.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, you know, and you know, you're always going to have, I think you're always going to have those experiences where there's people that can give you that kind of advice, something as simple as don't do this or don't go outside. You know, you have that experience. That's something that's always existed in all of our communities. I mean, there's always been an underbelly as well, you know, going back to coming off the boats, you know what I mean? There's always been that wrong side of the tracks. where there was nobody to give you any advice on, you know what I'm saying, anything. So, you know, I think that group existed parallel with groups that may have had different experience, groups that may have had parents or uncle or big sister or auntie, you know what I mean, or, you know, somebody there that can at least give you some sort of advice. You know, those types of parallels have always existed. So, you know, on the one hand, you know, back in the days it was different, you know what I mean, but we still, I think that we still had, you know, all of the parallels that exist today. Today is just a lot more, you know, technological things, you know what I mean? It's a global community. But we still have those core problems.
Yeah, I agree with you that. I totally agree. I want to ask a little bit about this because I just loved it in your bio that your staff sent over. They actually said he is a hip-hop ambassador. How do you like that when people call you the hip-hop ambassador, the hip-hop educator? What does that make you feel? I mean, you know, on one hand, it's a great thing, but how does that bring, does that bring you joy and really a sense of satisfaction that, hey, I do have this title and I'm actually willing to embrace it and I'm going to actually do what I need to do to help my fellow brothers and sisters?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, to call me the hip-hop ambassador, you know, mind you, for me, it's an honor to even have people, you know, make up titles, you know what I mean, or express me as something, especially when it's something that's a positive representation of the hip-hop culture. You know, to even have, you know, my name thrown in those types of conversations when you're talking about a description, That's an honor, you know what I mean? It's, you know, this is still an independent company. You know, this is not a mainstream group here. So, you know, to have, you know, to be on the level that we're on and to have that type of recognition and to have people say those things is definitely humbling. You know, I mean, I don't take it lightly. But it's cool. It's cool. Hopefully, you know, I can continue to hold it down and keep bringing people the positive music and taking the positive steps forward that we take. I think I'm up for the task, though. So.
I believe that you can take care of it, and you know we just gotta walk it out. I always say that's my little tagline. I say, Larry, you gotta believe, you gotta trust, and you just gotta walk it out. And each one of them bring different, you know, things you got to master and things that you got to accomplish in each one. But this is what I want to, because I'm enjoying this conversation, and I just, you're a motivational speaker individual separate from your label. Are you doing just things that you just go and just speak, or do you just try to make it a combination of your singing side and the speaking side?
I like to perform. That's my preference. And, you know, the majority is the performance as well as the speech afterwards. But, you know, I've also been asked to come and just, you know, share different experiences and, you know, just talk about education and the importance of it. So whatever I'm asked to do, you know, I mean, I really just kind of take on the role.
Yeah, amen. That's great. But what's going on now? Any upcoming workshops, events, or things you got on the timetable for the rest of the year?
Oh, definitely. You know, we'll have a lot more festivals coming up in the summer. You can definitely check the website out, www.smart-hiphop.com, and go to the events section, and you'll see. I know we have a couple of workshops coming up in Syracuse, New York, Connecticut, you know, I think all through New Jersey. I know we'll be in Albany, Georgia soon. So definitely just check the website out. You know, we're coming to spread positive hip-hop educational music to a community near you. So just go to the website, look at the events, and if you can make it out, you know, come do it.
Well, yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you know, I like that Albany, Georgia. That's not too far from Atlanta, so we'll make sure we check out that information, especially the people here in the Atlanta area. But we have a lot of listeners up your way, New Jersey, Philadelphia area as well. So we just need to stay in contact with them. And I love your website. I want to give kudos to you and your team. He does give you, you know, you can listen to some of the music for free, but the best thing is to download it and buy the music, because you want to continue to listen it over and over, and then of course you want to, you know, say, tell somebody else you need to purchase this to add to your library of the awesome music. But just what I want to do, as time goes by so quickly, I want you to, because we do have a lot of young listeners as well, Larry, whatever comes on your heart, whatever you want to share at the end here to just inspire us, to motivate us that, you know, we can do it. I mean, education is, you know, I tell people, Larry, to always be a learner, always be, of course, a listener, but you always, you be an eternal learner, to learn something new every day and be able to share that with somebody else. You know, when you learn something, it's not for you. You need to be able to share that information to somebody else to build. That's why I call myself the platform builder. I want to build people as I go through this life, and then my living would not be in vain. But I want you to kind of, whatever comes on your heart, to stay at the end here. And please, at the end, please give us your contact information, how we can support you on social media, of course, and also how we can purchase and book you for different events.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, I'll just say this. You know, exercise the mind, because nothing is impossible. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, exercise your mind. Think about it, focus on it, and you can make it happen. Nothing is impossible. Secondly, you know, definitely check out the website, www.smart, is a dash or hyphen there, so it's smart-hiphop.com. You can check out the events. You can listen to the music. You can go to the website. You can go to the YouTube channel, Smart Music Entertainment. You can, or Smart Hip Hop Music Entertainment. You can go to the Facebook page, which is Smart Music Entertainment. You can hit me on Instagram at Smart Hip Hop. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. But definitely check the music out, and that's at www.smart-hiphop.com. And you can buy Lesson One, Hip Hop and Education, on Amazon and iTunes.
Oh, yeah, we already, yes, and it's awesome. I just really commend you as a young man. You're doing your thing. I really appreciate you being in your purpose and doing what you have been led to do. So we just really, you know, just lift you up in prayer and lift your staff up, that you will continue to go to more and more levels to be able to empower us as a whole, as a people. So we do thank you for that.
I appreciate it, definitely, and I definitely appreciate, you know, you being an outlet for artists like myself, I guess, who's not in that mainstream media, but who needs, you know, shows like this in order to live. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll, our technical side, we'll get it cleaned up a little bit, and then we'll share it out. You know, what about the team know I'm just real. They know that's one thing of being a great media personality and an artist as well. You, when the equipment don't work, you got to keep on going. You got to don't stop, and you got to get it.
Yes, that's me.
Well, we thank you so much, Larry Locke Henderson. We thank you so much for being here with us at Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
Will do. Thank you for having me.
You guys, woo, we just had an awesome, awesome time. You know what we do here. We love to educate you, motivate you, and inspire you that you can make a wise decision. You know how to get in contact with us, okay?